Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I think a lot of people made like, well, they went from 10 down the field attempts to 4 this week. That's about Deshaun. I don't know that that is. I think you mentioned the idea of preseason football and the NFL viewing September as a soft launch, specifically on offense. I don't think you can separate any of the three conversations. Deshaun at large, the early offense with Deshaun, and the early offense around the NFL.
Right, like I do think some of my concerns with Deshaun and throwing the ball deep last week were how off target some of those misses were. Yes. Like the one CeeDee Lamb caught on the Dallas sideline.
Yeah.
That was like 5 to 7 yards out of bounds. Like,
and CeeDee was actually in the city of Dallas when he caught it.
Basically, yes. That was my concern. Not that he wasn't necessarily connecting, but this is something that's happening across the league. Like, this is not a Brown-specific thing. This is not a Deshaun Watson-specific thing. Passing yardage is down. Offense is down. Passing touchdowns are way down through 2 weeks than they were 3, 4, 5 years ago. It's not quite as far down from last year, but I do think, and I thought it was interesting what Deshaun had to say. I thought it was interesting what Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski had to say about the subject earlier too. But teams are playing, I think, a little bit more conservatively on the back end where they've got two high safeties. They're not taking as many risks. I don't think they're playing as much man coverage on the outside as they used to. And I think that leads to sort of having to take what the defense is giving you, which is no fun and nobody ever wants to do. And it leads to these long plodding drives like the Browns had a couple of on Sunday. But sometimes that's how you have to win. And it's going to be interesting to me to see if the Browns can continue to win that way without having explosive plays be part of their explosive passing plays, I should say, be part of their recipe.
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw it even in Kansas City. A lot of pressure on let's get Xavier Worthy the ball 10 yards out and see if that excessive speed can cut across the middle and shake free a couple defenders and turn into a 50-yard play. They did it with Rashee Rice. They've done it with, I mean, they've pretty much done it with everybody, even now that Pacheco is on the IL. But I do think it's interesting, like, because I think the same thing that I thought about the offense on Sunday, which is that's good enough to win now, but by the end, you're going to need to evolve. You need to grow this thing to where you can get more comfortable taking those shots down the field. And the same thing about the NFL. I think one of the, I think it's really hard not to fall into the trap of that September haze in general. Which, oh, should Baltimore panic? Not at 0-2.
No.
We get to 0-3, it's a little bit more of a conversation. They got Buffalo and I think Cincy. Though you start 0-4 and that's a quarter of your season, you got to dig out of that hole.
If you're 0-4, you're pressing the panic button.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are. If you are 0-4, you are pressing the panic button. It's not impossible to dig out of that hole, just like it's not impossible to dig out of an 0-2 hole the way that Baltimore and Cincy both are right now, but you don't feel good about yourself. Like, yeah. I would much rather be the Browns right now than either of those teams just because the Browns have a win, and as we know, they're really hard to find in this league.
But if you and I said, would you rather go 0-4 in September or 0-4 in December, 10 times out of 10, you're taking the 0-4 in September.
Not even a discussion. Like, so, this is the preseason for all intents and purposes. If you lose these games, you can make it up. You can't do that at the end of the year.
Well, and, like, your options are to do what I think, one, it benefits Pittsburgh because this is the only gear Pittsburgh has. So this could end up being Pittsburgh's Super Bowl is starting 2-0 because as offenses start to adapt, it's going to put more pressure on that defense. And the more pressure you have on that defense, the more pressure then goes to your offense to start making big plays. And I don't know that's coming. And that's somebody who really likes Justin Fields. But I think through the air, you're going to have to start making those plays, and they're going to be in the same situation that they've been the last couple years. But I do think, like, you know, it comes back to that conversation of, can the Browns win with that Deshaun on Sunday that you saw on Sunday? The answer is yes. Can they win a Super Bowl without more from Deshaun? No. But, like, well, you know, I think we try and keep putting these premature deadlines. Well, like, Deshaun's got to be good by this day. Or, if you know, if this is the make-or-break season, even though contractually we know that's there's a lot of things that have to happen and a lot of it's legal for that to be real. So the reality is, you know, the only there's one set of people hardlining it. It's, he's never going to do it. Well, what does that serve? Who does that serve? I mean, you've got 15 games to go.
Right. It's and a long year.
He's out there. So, like, my thing is, one, it's not going to be linear. Progress is almost never linear in this world. Two, like, you can win the way that you're winning now because you had to win that way for a majority of last year. But the idea that the Browns through 2 weeks are capping Deshaun or oh, they've completely regressed the offense to what it was. It was a reaction, in my opinion, to what's going on around the NFL. And it's a reaction to we've got to go ahead and button up and then be selective of those chances to take, knowing 5 weeks from now, you have to take three or four more chances. And 3 weeks after that, another three or four chances after that.
And I think those chances become easier to take the more you can learn about opposing defenses and the more you can learn about certain checks that teams will have to various formations and the way they handle certain route concepts. That stuff you don't necessarily know at the start of the season because you haven't seen it. But as you start to see it from just a coaching and game planning point of view, the Browns will be able to be more creative offensively when they have a better grasp of what teams want to do against them defensively. It's much easier, I think, to game plan as an offensive coach than it is a defensive coach. And I think we will see that as the season goes on with Kevin Stefanski. And I think that is, if Deshaun Watson's going to play the same exact game he played against Jacksonville, I think that can look better, even if his level of performance doesn't go up at all, just because the Browns can scheme differently when they know more about the defenses they're facing.
Do you think that just the people out, like, do you think people actually realize Deshaun actually made a lot of plays on Sunday?
I think people do realize. I mean, the one play that everyone's going to keep coming back to is it was not a big gain. It was like 5 yards, that throw to Jerry Jeudy on the sideline where he escaped pressure. He looked like the guy that the Browns traded for. Like, that is who the Browns traded for, except in Houston, that might have been a little bit of a deeper throw. Again, that's not on him, but it was a great play. He made some of those plays, and I do think people realize that. But I think the play that's going to stick with people is the blunder he made at the end of the game after Browns had. I think that is something that's going to stick with people. I know for me, all that physical stuff is great, but at the quarterback position, I need you to be as sharp mentally as you can be. And that was a moment where I didn't think he was. So that's something that concerns me.
So maybe this is because, you know, I watched Jalen on, is that Monday Night Football or Sunday Night? It was Monday Night Football, right?
Yeah, they played Monday.
Time is a flat circle. But I was watching Jalen. And Jalen was doing a lot of the things I saw Deshaun do, which was he was staying in the pocket, and then the second it broke, he was just doing the thing. I mean, running for large swaths of time, just trying to buy time. And I saw that more because I think sometimes Deshaun's mobile, but he only had 20 yards. That's not what to me constitutes mobile. Mobile to me means when you are moving. You have an elusivity that allows you to get on the run and gives you more time to make the play. And I'll be honest with you, I think he did that pretty consistently on Sunday, whether it added to points or not.
I think you're looking for a play extender. That's what Deshaun Watson showed on Sunday. And I actually do think for all the things Deshaun Watson did bad against the Cowboys and better against Jacksonville this past Sunday, I thought his pocket presence was the thing that improved the most. Like, I was so much happier with the way that he handled himself inside the pocket against the Jaguars than he did when he was bailing out of clean pockets and looked like he was playing against 13 guys and all of them were rushing the passer against the Cowboys. So that was the area where I thought he improved the most. But that play extension aspect of things is super important because that's where I think Deshaun, throughout his career, has been at his best. When things break down, he can go make something happen. Now, if you could just hope to pair that sort of break glass in case of emergency aspect of his game with playing better in structure, then I think you can start talking about a good quarterback again.
What's crazy about it is I felt like, and maybe this is, again, recency bias of my own, I thought I saw more of that making plays on the move on Sunday, like consistently. Right? And even when the plays didn't happen, drop here, right? Just wrong read, throw the ball away, whatever it was. I felt like I saw that more on Sunday than I have in any game I can remember previously. And I can't understate how big of a development that is, because that's where Deshaun makes the magic.
Well, and think about the games that he had good games in last year, because it wasn't all of them that he played, but he had a few good games. So look back at that. Maybe that Tennessee game is the one he did that a little bit. That Arizona game where he looked awesome last year, that Cardinals team was a JV NFL team. He did not have to do anything outside of structure. That team was that bad. That Baltimore game, he made plays outside of structure, but you don't have a ton to choose from. So this very well could have been the game where it was the most he did that, but it's not as if there is a sterling reputation of him doing that in a Browns uniform beforehand.
I will say, I think the speed around him with Jerry Jeudy and Elijah helps.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.